AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
In today's show, Indy racers get shaken by an earthquake. China cracks down on German suppliers, and Audi puts robots in its dealerships. Now let's get to the news, because a 6.1 earthquake hit Napa Valley in California early yesterday morning. And with the IndyCar series racing at Sonoma Raceway, which is right smack in the middle of Napa, most of the drivers were rudely shaken awake when the quake hit. Many of the drivers, including series leaders Will Power and Elio Castroneves, said they thought they were going to die. Power said he got out of his hotel as it came crashing down around him. James Hinchcliffe said he just had time enough to grab a towel so he didn't have to go running outside naked. Ryan Hunter-Reay chuckled over the fact that his and his wife's baby son slept through the whole thing. Then, yesterday afternoon, all the drivers did something they found to be far safer. They climbed in their cars and raced their brains out at speeds approaching 200 miles an hour. By the way, Scott Dixon won that race. Recently, China began cracking down on foreign automakers over the high prices of spare parts. But now the government is going after the companies that build those parts. Unlike car makers, suppliers did not have to form joint ventures with domestic Chinese companies. But it looks like that's about to change. German newspaper Stuttgarter Zeitung reports that three unnamed German suppliers were told by China that they can no longer run their businesses independently and will need to form partnerships. And I can assure you, this is going to send a chill down the spine of every foreign supplier operating in China. Speaking of China, there are a lot of Chinese students in the United States, mostly from families of the elite. One way we know that is by looking at the kind of cars that these students buy. According to CNW research, the average Chinese high school student in the U.S. has a car that costs over $42,000. The average college student's car costs $56,000, and the average grad student, $62,000. By the way, one out of three pay for those cars in cash. Their favorite brand? Mercedes-Benz. Oh yeah, the average non-Chinese student in the U.S. has a car that costs under 20 grand. Say, is it worth investing in the automotive industry? Normally, no, but since 2009, it's been one of the best industries to put your money into. According to a study by the Boston Consulting Group, the automotive industry outperformed 21 of the 26 industries it studied. Boston Consulting looked at total shareholder return, including stock price, dividends, splits, and share buybacks. From 2009 to 2013, automakers provided a 29% return. Suppliers delivered a 33% return. And if you look at the last 3 years, here are the best companies to invest in, which include Tesla, Fuji Heavy Industries, Great Wall, Hino, Chang'an, Mazda, Toyota, Harley-Davidson, Brilliance, and finally, Isuzu. But I think that Great Wall would be off the list today. The Chinese SUV maker has run into a lot of problems lately, and its stock is down 40% from last year's high. Chang'an, of course, is Ford's partner in China and benefiting from Ford's rocketing sales. Same goes for Brilliance, which is BMW's partner. And how interesting to see Hino and Isuzu there. The Japanese heavy truck makers are riding the wave of booming global truck sales. We began reporting about 6 months ago that the residual value of the recalled GM vehicles remained strong. In some cases, they actually went up. And now a study from Black Book backs up what we have been saying all along. In fact, it turns out that most owners even hold on to their recalled vehicles. Interestingly, the strength of a brand may help mitigate any effects. There's still a need for good used vehicles, and once a recalled vehicle is fixed, there may not be any major issues, and that's why people just snatch them up. Hey, were you aware that Audi is starting to put robots in its dealerships? That is coming up next.
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride, and they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
Automakers are always looking to improve the customer experience at the dealership. In order to get the owners back in their cars as soon as possible while it's in the shop, Audi is using a robot to help its technicians. They call it ART, or Audi Robotic Telepresence. Audi brought ART to the Autoline After Hours studios last week, and here's an example of how it works.
I've brought my technician shirt, so I'm going to be the technician today. And Kevin's going to work with me as if we had a misfire condition with this car. And so let's go ahead and just get started. So Kevin, go ahead and give me some instruction on what I should do next for this vehicle.
All right, perfect, Brian. So I noticed that you have the spark plug out of cylinder number 2. So we're going to go ahead and use the borescope and try to take a look in that cylinder and see what's going on with the cylinder walls.
Okay. So I'm going to grab the borescope. We've already unhooked it off the hanger. On the borescope, we've got a mirror assembly on the outer edge, so it's a 90 degree in this case. But he may tell us to use different ones, depending on what you're trying to look at, right? You're trying to go totally back 180 degrees or not. When we have the borescope running, I can see as a user, as a technician, what Kevin is seeing, or what our tech team is seeing, and what you're also seeing up on the other screen. So Kevin, go ahead and give me a little coaching on this, all right?
All right, Brian, let's go ahead and slide that into the cylinder. And I want you to come just above the piston. And let's take a look and see if we can see that cylinder wall. Then we're going to go around slowly so we can see the whole cylinder. And we will look for any damage. Once you get in there, you can also adjust the light on the borescope with the dial that's on the handle. And you can see the mirror that you can see on your screen there, and you can kind of get the best picture of the cylinder wall. So why don't you come back towards the top of the cylinder a little bit and turn up that brightness. Oh, too far. Down a little bit. All right, there we go. So now we're seeing some of the cylinder wall. Let's go ahead and turn it slightly. And normally if you would have damage, you would see the vertical scratches that would cause issues. But here we're seeing that everything looks good.
Hey, before we go, have you seen the newest section to the Autoline website? We call it Seat Time, and it gives you quick, fun-to-read write-ups of the latest cars that we've been test driving. Check it out. I think you'll get a kick out of it. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.